super, super excited to welcome back to the program one of my all-time favorite guests ever. I don't think he's been on the show in like 2 years, and I'm glad that I can change that right now. Please welcome John Ennis. John, how's it going?
Ethan, I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for calling in and for supporting the show in the past and present, all that.
I love the show, and it's good being back. We've talked a couple times since then because you're my friend, but it's good to see you doing well, and I'm glad the show's doing well.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, last week was my 3-year anniversary, and
that's great.
I didn't have enough, you know, I wanted to talk to you in the 3-year, but I felt that we needed more than like 5 minutes to talk, so I saved you for this week. So I hope that's all right.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, and happy anniversary. That's fantastic.
Thank
you. All you folks on the show.
Thank you. Now, this is something I had to ask you about. How did you get on the Weird Al show? Because I totally forgot that you were on it, and I saw that when I Googled your name today. Are you friends with Al?
I am. I mean, I would consider myself an acquaintance at best. No, it was a fun show to do, but
yeah.
I think if I remember correctly, it was a director who was directing an episode of Weird Al that I had worked with on a commercial, and he brought me into it.
Oh, okay. I know Al he was like a big Mr. Show fan, right?
Oh, is that right? No, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, and I know, like, you do stuff with Tim and Eric. I know he does stuff with them. So it's all kind of like a big family. That's how I like to think
about it. Yeah, absolutely. I love Tim and Eric. In fact, Tim's going to be up in Vancouver with us this weekend. That's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, I wanted to you're just mentioning everything I wanted to ask you about, John. This is, like, when I saw that the show was happening, I almost got tickets to fly out there.
Well, it's funny. That is what I'm doing.
Really? But not from Albany, New York.
I'm going to be in it. Oh, no, that's true, just from California.
But so it's a reunion show with Bob and David. It's you, it's Tim Heidecker, it's a bunch of really funny comedians. This is part of their comedy festival?
Yes, we're actually doing the big closing gala at this really great theater in Canada. And it's like a 2,000-seat theater, and it should be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to it a lot. And I'm also doing WTF with Mark Maron while I'm up there, who's an old friend.
Oh, sweet.
And a couple other things while we're there. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I'm excited to go tomorrow. We're going to have a rehearsal, and then I have tomorrow night to go look at and watch and support all the other stuff that's going on at the festival. And then I guess we're hosting like a night of comedians as well as doing sketches and stuff. So it'll be fun to see those people.
Wow. So now are you doing any stand-up or just strictly like hosting sketch kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'm playing characters. You know, we're doing some Mr. Show type sketches.
That's so cool.
We're opening the last night with a big sketch, and then there's a couple of comics, and we do another sketch, a couple of comics, and we do another sketch, a couple of comics, and we end with a big sketch.
That is so cool. That sounds like an amazing show.
Yeah, it's really funny. Some of the stuff's old, and some of the stuff's, and none of it's been seen, but some of the stuff's like stuff Bob pulled out of his notebook, and other stuff Bob and Dave wrote, and other stuff. I got to work with Bob the other night and rewriting some stuff, and that was fun.
Do you think that there would ever be like another Mr. Show tour?
This is just now being talked about. Yeah, Bob is a great dad and had a couple of children that he didn't want to leave. So when we did the tour in 2004, they asked us to go right back out again because we actually sold out everywhere we went, but we couldn't go back on tour because he just didn't want to be away for months at a time from
right.
his kids. And now his wife, Naomi, who's also a great person, is you know, the kids are grown up and it wouldn't be such a burden. So he was just telling me, like, within a year and a half or so, we are going to go back out on the road.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
You think, like, East Coast shows?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Nice. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we did, like, 28 cities in 30 days or something crazy, or 25 cities in 30 days or something really fun.
That's really cool. Like, I think that's going to be the best tour ever. Especially because Mr. Show, you know, especially like college kids, like in YouTube, people are finding it that never knew about it, especially with Bob on Breaking Bad. That's just going to be an insanely huge tour, I think.
Yeah, he just told me this great story about when he got to that show, he was excited that they had asked him to do it, but they had really just told him he was only going to do 3 or 4 episodes, and he could only do 3 because of his schedule at the time. And then once he did the show, he had so much fun, and they loved him so much. They were like, And now they've brought him back, and he's going to be part of the fifth season as well. So,
oh, sweet.
You know, he ended up a big part of that show. I just watched the whole series in like 3 weeks. Once I watched it, I couldn't put it down. It, in fact, is like meth.
Yeah, the exact same thing happened to me, and I told my friend about it, and he watched it. We both watched it in like 2 or 3 weeks. And
yeah, it's hard to put down.
It really is, and the whole reason I got into it is because I heard Bob was in it, and then before I even got to his first episode, I was already hooked on it.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I just I couldn't believe I wanted to watch something like that. I also watched The Wire after that because it got me thinking that there could be good shows that people had told me The Wire was great. I never watched it, and then I really thought that was a great show as well.
So I should watch it?
Yeah, you should watch it.
Okay.
It's also a hook. It hooks you in, and you want to stop finding out what's going to happen.
All right. I'll have to watch that. Now, I know...
Also, Johnny Tremaine, you should read that. Very strong.
What is it called?
Johnny Tremaine. It's just a book from when I was a kid.
Okay. Any music suggestions while you're at it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. My favorite band right now is called Honey Honey, and Susan Santo is the singer. Ben is one of the players on it, and they're fantastic, and they have a new album out called Billy Jack, and I'm hooked on that right now. So
oh, cool.
Any of your listeners out there, check out Honey Honey and tweet it and tell people that I told you to listen to it.
Do you have a Twitter account?
I don't. In fact, okay. Just tonight, this business partner I'm working with on this gaming show from Machinima, Brian Basham is his name, his company's Adjacent Media, and he was telling me, oh, you've got to learn how to Twitter. And I'm like, anything I have to learn how to do, why don't you show me and then I won't do it.
It might
but
be
I,
like
I
Breaking Bad. You might get addicted to it.
I will try to do it. I'm going to try to do it. My daughter just won at Sundance. Did I tell you about this, Ethan?
I didn't know she won. I know that she was in it. Yeah, tell me about
She had a short film. My daughter's Jessie Ennis, and she had a short film called The Arm.
I loved it. I voted for it and stuff.
Thank you.
I sent
That's
it
right.
out to people, yeah.
So she won for Best Comedic Storytelling at 20 years old with her two
wow.
partners. The other two, Brie Larson, who's in that new film, 21 Jump Street, as the female lead, and another girl, Sarah Ramos, who's on Parenthood as the daughter.
Wow.
And Brie was also on The United States of Tara, but they the three of them won for Best Comedic Storytelling, and they wrote it and created it and directed it. And my daughter's very excited.
That's really cool.
In London Sundance in April.
Wow, so... And you were in that. People can watch that online still?
Yeah, they can go to yahoosundance.com and check it out. The Arm is the name of the film. Also, my daughter's posting on Huffington Post. She's a permanent blogger now for that.
Really?
Her name again. That's Jessie Ennis. Yeah, you got to check out. It's a very funny blog.
Wow.
David Cross actually said to me yesterday how funny the blogs were.
That is so great. I think I read at least one of the blogs, and I was really impressed about how good it was. It's really cool that she's permanent now.
Yeah, she's very funny. Very, very funny, smart kid.
Is she, does she like all the stuff that you were in, like Mr. Show and all the other stuff?
Well, when she was a kid, I would show it to her, but it would be like a costume reel because there was so much inappropriate, material when she was 3 years old.
Yeah.
That 5 years old and 7 years old. So I'd be like, oh, look at the outfit Daddy wore. And it wouldn't be a lot of sketch stuff. Now she's like, kind of tells me like as if I wasn't there. She's like, Dad, you won't believe what they had you do in this sketch. As if I'm like 90 in an old folks home going like, what did I do? I didn't do that. But she sort of reminds me, no, you're in a dress and you're kissing people and it's really weird.
Yeah.
Bandit. I couldn't figure out what she meant at first, but it was like a cross between this person who used to kiss people at Philadelphia Phillies games and Los Angeles celebrity Angeline. It was called Evangeline or something like that. I forget. But anyway, I like run around kissing people. It's like a Benny Hill song runs through the thing. Very strange bit, but I couldn't figure out what she was talking about for a few minutes there. And then she's like, no, you won't believe what they have you do.
So do you ever go back and watch like the old episodes?
I really don't, but I did when my second daughter, Connie, had asked me to show her something. I was like, trying to find something that was appropriate when she was 13 or 14. She
mm-hmm.
just turned 15. But so I did watch some stuff with her and my son Eamon, who's 11. I was trying to find something that would be appropriate for him. So I have done it like that. And a lot of young people, I coach acting in Los Angeles, and a lot of
right.
young people are like, now, as you said, and now getting hip to it and telling me about how much they enjoyed it. So sometimes somebody will say something and I'll be like, I should check that clip out. That is a funny bit. But I just worked with Jay Johnston on a show called Stevie TV, and we were talking about some of the old bits, but I haven't really watched it outside of, like, the clips in my head.
I keep hearing about Stevie TV. I know a couple people who are in it. Is that, that's like a sketch show on MTV or VH1?
Yeah, VH1. She's real strong. She got a show from YouTube, like about 980,000 people clicked onto some video she did, and then VH1 was like, well, that's all we need. That's the new pilot system. Let's give her a show. And the first time I did the show, it wasn't that she wasn't strong. I just wasn't sure, like, is this going to be good or not? And then they brought me back about 5 times, and every time I was more and more impressed with what a strong talent she is and what a nice person she is and just how funny she is. She's very funny.
So I hope
it does well for her. I mean, I did so many sketch shows last year. I did a Nick Swardson show, and I did John Benjamin Has a Van, which isn't a really sketch show, but right. To me it was, we used to do a lot of sketch together. And, of course, I did Sarah Silverman right before it ended and Tim and Eric right before it ended and, you know, just a lot of those shows. And I'm really impressed with this girl. She's got a funny bend to her. She did a really good impression of Justin Bieber on one of the shows I was on with her. And did a moonwalk and all this stuff. And I just sort of, she surprised me. I was surprised by how funny she was.
Now, you know, obviously, you know, she's good. I'm wording this poorly. As a longtime actor and performer, is it frustrating to you to see certain people getting famous and shows and opportunities because of stuff like YouTube?
No, I just feel like you know, the world is exactly as it is, and however we choose to see it, that's the way things are for us. And I think it's wonderful that people can no longer have to wait for a studio or a network to decide they're funny in their eyes, but instead decide they're funny for them and their friends. And if that's true, then keep working on stuff. And I salute it. I think it's a wonderful way for anyone to be able to say, you know what, we could have a dream, and that dream could be coming true, even if these people don't get why we're funny. I mean, Monty Python always said, if it makes your friends laugh, keep doing that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did like a Kickstarter, and you're in a new band?
Yeah, I did a band. This girl, Brittany Westover, her dad passed away about 14 years ago and left her all this music and asked her someday, you know, do something with this. That'll make me happy. And she did. She came to me and asked me to play her dad. So I've been playing this character, Richie West is his name. I've been playing Weston Rich, and we've been touring around with these songs, and they're real good. And we went to Childress, Texas this past summer in August and performed at a family reunion and got Kickstarter to give us a bunch of money to go out there and do that and stay at a Motel 6 and take a van with a filmmaker, Nicholas Widener. And Nick's he's a good old boy. He did a film. He's a filmmaker from Pasadena Art Center I met, and did a film called The Warm-Up Guy I was in. I got Best Actor for that, so I've been keeping him real close. He's involved in all the different things I've been doing. And this is a documentary. We got about 100 hours in the can from this thing, but just this past weekend, we went and recorded all them songs, and this girl from Honey Honey, her name's Suzanne Santos, she was a fiddle player and the banjo player on it, and I just think she's lovely, real great voice, real great musician, and that's kind of why I was promoting her band so much, because I started listening to that, now I can't stop. Another band I'm going to go see tonight at the Bootleg Theater is the Family Album. Another real good girl, Sarah Rain, and her two brothers are in that band. They're real strong, real nice music. But yeah, I'm having a lot of fun playing this guy. My voice has been stronger and stronger all year from it. And it's this man was a drinker back in the day, and he don't drink no more now that he's passed away. And so I don't drink in his honor. I just lay off the booze now.
Well, that's great. So now, are you guys coming out with an album or something sometime soon?
Yeah, we're going to have a CD, and we're going to have a film about it, about the story and everything. So look out for that. If you want to, keep an eye on Kickstarter and help us out. We're going to be doing something on there again soon to try to get some funds to film some of this. But someone, I guess, has said they're going to pay us to make a film, but I don't know about any of that till I see the check.
Yeah, all that fancy city guy stuff.
Right, I don't know about any of that, but I ain't worried about it again. I'm happy to be doing art every day.
Well, John, John's here, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, John. I was going to ask you, you're working on a pilot, and you told me a little bit about it. I don't know how much you can say, but if you want to tell the audience about it.
This guy, Barry Crimmins, a legendary political comedian,
yes,
and myself, a couple of his dear friends that he respects, created this thing about this politician who's sort of about to give a speech, passes out, hits the deck hard, comes back to, and he's in rehab. And they tell him, you know, you got to get out of rehab if you want to get reelected as a congressman. And as a congressman, he decides he's going to get sober, and he's going to start to try to tell the truth. And it doesn't happen right overnight when someone tries to get sober. And he's still sort of using, but as he gets sober, he starts sort of breaking good and telling the truth all the time and doing all these things to tell the truth. So it's a good show. It's interesting. It's real strong. We're trying to come up with the episodes right now. But I performed live in New York, and that congressman character just showed up and pretended I was a congressman. And by the end of the speech I gave, was written by this guy, Dave Saldana, who's the head of American Free Press in Washington, and Barry Crimmins, who's, again, a mentor of mine, someone I respect immensely. And, you know, performing it was real exciting. So now we're trying to put together a show and have a bunch of different voices help, you know, form the idea behind where are we right now as a country, and what would we say if we could just say the truth?
That's really cool. That sounds like a really good concept.
Thanks. Right now it's called Common Ground. The guy's name is Francis Common, but we'll see how it breaks, what happens with that.
Now, if it does make it into a TV show, will Bob Odenkirk play a lawyer in it?
I like the idea.
Okay.
I'll never say never. I don't know. That would be a good idea.
That would be great. Now, John, I recently got way into American Dad, and I recognized your voice in a couple episodes. You know, what was that like, working with Seth MacFarlane and all them?
I love those guys. They're great. They've put me in a couple of pilots that they were trying to make, like, for shows to break, and they've always been good to me. I like those guys. I played Tex with these guys, Tex and Max, sort of like Itchy and Scratchy on Simpson. It's like, you know, the show that they're watching while they're home. But it's fun, man. Those guys are great. I mean, I'd love to do more of that stuff. I did a pilot this year for Fox called Pillars of the Community with a very talented young writer, Steve Pilot, and it's about his family growing up, and I played the dad, and my comedy partner Jessica Makinson played the mom, and we had a lot of fun doing that. So, you know, I do anything with Seth. I think he's real talented.
Now, have you ever done anything for his other shows? You said a couple pilots, but like for Family Guy or Cleveland or anything?
No, I haven't yet. I was there before Cleveland was Cleveland. I was in on that, but no, not since it's been a show. Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, John, I know you got to get going. You said you were at a Patton Oswalt thing today?
I went to a symposium tonight at the Academy of Motion Pictures, and he was the one that was the moderator at the symposium, but I actually had to bolt. I'm going to work right now with this actor, John Daly. And, you know, yeah, but everything's good.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of him, so tell him hi.
Okay, I will.
And a big fan of you, so tell yourself hi.
I will.
And
I'm a fan of yours as well, Ethan. Keep it going. I'll be back soon for sure.
Thank you, John. Yeah, we'll talk soon, and good luck with everything. Can't wait to see all this great stuff. And what was that CD we should check out?
Honey, Honey is the name of the band, and
right,
the CD is Billy Jack.
And we can get that on iTunes?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to go check it out.
Check out their Twitter page or whatever.
All right.
If that's what people do.
And when you're on Twitter, let me know. I'd love to follow you. That's what you do on Twitter.
I will. Follow. When I break on that, you'll be one of the first people I ask to follow me.
Excellent. Thank you, John.
All right. Thank
Have
you,
night.
Ethan. Have a great night, brother. Peace.
Thanks, Colin.
Love.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was John Ennis, the great John Ennis. And as I said, you can check out the last two-step band, the Richie West Band. They're going to be doing a Kickstarter soon. And you can check out the new album, Billy Jack by Honey Honey, on iTunes, and follow them on Twitter. John Ennis.